The Whiz Kids had won it. Bobby Thompson had done it. And Yogi read the comics all the while. Rock and roll was being born. Marijuana we would scorn. So down on the corner, the national pastime went on trial. We're talking baseball. Klazuski, Campanella, talking baseball. The man and Bobby Feller, the scooter, the barber and the nuke. They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque. Especially Willie, Mickey and the Duke. Well, Casey was winning, Hank Aaron was beginning. One Robbie going out, one coming in.
Okay, now, Mark Rigabono can drive a car, he can throw a baseball, but more importantly, he is a person who leads with creativity and enthusiasm. Here is the president of the National Federation of the Blind to begin our panel on The Future Is Ours.
Good afternoon, everybody. We have a lot of people on this panel, so I don't want to take too much time, but I do want to make a few comments, not about baseball, but we might get to that later. I don't know. So first, well, okay, let's not go there. So, I do want to say before we get into this panel that if you are not already a member of the National Federation of the Blind, I would invite you to become a member. And you can find, well, anybody who's a member here, and they can get you to the right place to become a member. Because what we're talking about this afternoon, it has to do with all blind people. But it especially has to do with the members of the National Federation of the Blind. And Adelmo did not talk about this in his report this morning because he didn't know about it. But he hinted about it, which is I have here in my hand a medallion. You might call it a coin. Dropped it on the there. This is a coin. If you've seen the Louis Braille coin, it's bigger than that. On one side, it has the NFB symbol. Our logo, absent our name, which is viewed as six blind people with canes. And on the other side, it says National Federation of the Blind member. And it has three Braille characters, T, G, and R on it. And this is going to be the official membership medallion starting January 1st of next year. So if you're a member of this organization, you'll get one of these membership medallions, but only if you're a member, only if you're a member. So I urge you to become a member. So our president talked this morning, gave a great presentation. Thank you, Sharon, for that. And talked to us about Robert Frost. Well, you know, Robert Frost had a saying about the future. He said, "I go to school the youth to learn the future." I think that's what this panel is about today. The future is ours. It's a short but yet complex declaration. The future is ours. And when we say this in the National Federation of the Blind, we of course also mean ours is the future. In our early decades, this was not a declaration for us. This was, in fact, a question. The future is ours, ? And it's a symbol of our progress as an organized blind movement. You know, what happened to blind people, or with respect to blind people, before the founding of the National Federation of the Blind, and really throughout all of history, was directed by others, not by blind people. And the future used to not offer much hope to us as blind people. And that began to change in 1940 when we founded the National Federation of the Blind, coming up on our birthday here on November 16th. But it was not immediate. It was not immediate. It took work. It took determination. It took leaders that had a belief that the future could be ours, a faith that I'm going to talk about in a little bit. It was not a sure thing. It was a new thing, that the future could be ours. But over the decades, we have built, as I said this morning, a solid foundation, which makes this no longer a question, but in fact, a declaration that the future is ours. And when we think about future, we think about a few different things in the National Federation of the Blind. We think that we're building for tomorrow, and that really starts today. And we acknowledge and honor what makes it possible, all of the work that has happened previously in the National Federation of the Blind. Imagine how difficult it would be today if we did not have Dr. Tenbrook, who believed the future would be ours when probably hardly anybody else did. It's a little easier for us today. There's a lot of us that believe it. But back then, not so much. The future today in the National Federation of the Blind connotes hope and opportunity. And that's because we've created it to be that way. We now have an understanding that we start with the belief that we can determine what the future looks like for blind people. We can bend the arc of the universe in the way that we want it to be. And of course, when we think of future, we expect to be part of it, that it belongs to us. And that brings us to ours. And that's where I urge you to be a member of this organization. Now, we've been talking a little bit this weekend about passing the torch and moving forward in our organization with a new set of leaders. I want to make sure that we acknowledge that while we'll have new leaders into the future, we continue to need the leaders that we've had. Why? Well, because of the legacy that they have given to us to carry forward, because they continue to need this organization, and because, more importantly, we continue to need them, their perspective, and what they continue to offer us in the building that they have done over the time that they have dedicated to this organization. And if you have any doubt about that, I would encourage you to go back and listen to, again, to Sharon Maneki's report from this morning. There's another thing that the future brings with some certainty, and that's that things are going to change. Things are going to change. In fact, change brings uncertainty, but we want them to change. They have to change if we're going to really own and understand that the future is ours. They have to change. And the reason that we can move forward with confidence, knowing that changes will happen, is because of that bond of faith that we have with each other, that we built our organization upon, that is the foundation that we hold to and pass to every new generation. And many of you know, have heard me repeat Dr. Tenbrook's words from our 25th anniversary, a faith that can move mountains and mount movements. I've never thought of a better way to say it than what Dr. Tenbrook did. It is certain that we will make changes. And we have to make changes. That's how, in fact, we as an organization have built the position that we have, that we've heard so much about in the last 2 days. In closing my portion of this panel, and thinking about the future is ours, I would like to acknowledge that we have been blessed in this organization to have had the leaders that have given their faith, their time, their talent, their heart to this organization, and therefore have shaped what is today our present. You know them very well, our good friends Mark Maurer and Sharon Maneki and many other people. We could spend a lot of time here listing names. But it's because they have dedicated their efforts that we can even think about what the future is for our organization. We're blessed to have had them. But if we're really going to honor what they have done, then we need to feel the challenge. We need to answer the call to make the future ours. It will not be given to us. We still have work to do. We still have sacrifices to make. And in fact, for this generation of leaders, including myself, it would be easier than any other generation to just coast. But the future is too valuable to let that happen. Our future is too valuable to let that happen. Ours is the future. And at this convention, we're celebrating not only where we've been, but where we're going. And it's going to take each and every one of us in this room to help shape that future. I'm honored to have the opportunity to work both with the leaders that we've had and will have going forward and the leaders that we're building up, because as we come to these conventions to school them on what we know, we will learn about the future that will be ours. Thank you very much. I don't know if I'm supposed to introduce our next speaker. Are you going to do it?
No, I'm going to do it.
Okay, so thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you, Mr. President. Here